verse 25 didn't end with a period. You see it in your Bible. Let's connect these thoughts. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God. What is a dispensation? I've always been taught that it is a period of time in which God is dealing in a unique way with his people. Now we have
Chuck, come. One more time.
It is a period of
please time. Write that down, please.
It is a period of time when God is dealing in a unique way with his people here upon the earth. I live and you live today in the dispensation of the grace of God. We remember there was the dispensation of innocence. There was the dispensation of law. There are various dispensations in the Word of God. The dispensation of the grace of God is the dispensation that we live in today. But what was unique to this dispensation? This is what the Colossian believers had to know before there's a word said to them about the deceivers. Do you see how God is preparing them to meet the men that were causing the problems? God prepares us for the difficulties. Paul says, even the mystery, and what is true about this mystery? Why, he says, it has been hidden from ages and generations. But where did we say this morning what we've been brought? We've been reconciled. We've been brought near unto himself. And so God says to us young people, I have no secrets as far as you're concerned. I would make known unto you. It is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles or the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, how this would inflame those that were of Israel, who had taken the Lord of glory and hung him upon the cross, that God would have a people today. He would have a body. The Lord Jesus would have a body here that would be made up of Jews and Gentiles together here upon this earth. One body, Christ in you, all of you. No more earthly distinctions. Ephesians has told us the middle wall of partition that divided us, it's gone. It's been taken down. And you and I are one in Christ. This is the ministry that caused the apostle to be hated among those of his day. Then I'll just give this on the last part, and others will help us then. So we find then that there was a double ministry. We had there was a double headship, didn't we? We had there was a double reconciliation. I think if we look up there closely, we would see there was a double glory of the Blessed One that we've seen. Now we have a double ministry that the apostle says was given to him. And it's in verse 28, whom we preach, warning every man. That's the gospel, I believe. I don't know what others believe, but I believe that was the gospel that Paul preached. You warn those of the penalty and the eternal effects of sin. The gospel unheeded. Paul says, we preach this gospel. We are warning every man. But it's not only that. We are teaching. We must have both. Believers need to be taught. Unbelievers primarily need to be warned, although we're going to be warned about these various men. But it was a double ministry. Warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect, complete in Christ Jesus. Others perhaps can help us.
I appreciate this verse 27. Sorry, verse 28. That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And in light of this epistle. And in light of everything that we have said here this morning and has been presented to us, we understand that this is the thoughts of God concerning his Son. It's God's thoughts of him. And now that it is presented to us and what he had in choosing us and bringing us into this body of believers, the church of which he is head, and all of these teachings that he has brought to us, he summarizes it here. And he's, as Chuck has brought out, we have the gospel that came out at the beginning of chapter one. We spoke about it yesterday. And then to every man in all wisdom, the purposes of God revealed in Christ, in reconciliation, in his headship, creation, in the assembly, the mystery that is now revealed, the assembly on earth, Christ the head of that assembly. Okay? And why? That we may present every man mature, mature in Christ Jesus. This has the whole thought of the believer growing up in maturity, understanding the thoughts of God as revealed through Christ, being taught by the Apostle Paul in his authority and that ministry that was given to him, completing, as we've had, the Word of God, which is the foundation. All of this is now here laid out that every one of us can be mature in the things concerning Christ, concerning what God has purposed through him here, through him in this earth, in the assembly. And this is the foundation then that gives us that maturity in him and that we springboard off of in all other areas of our Christian walk. When we have this established, grounded, rooted, and built up in ourselves, and that this gives us that maturity. So we're looking, young people, I understand these things. Go back. We've quickly gone through this and laid this out. But now go back on your own time and take these things as we are encouraged, memorize this, but to have a understanding, clear understanding of all these things. And that's what gives us the maturity in our Christian lives.